I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. I want to talk about taking the first step. You know, sometimes we look at problems in our lives, in our business, in our emotional or spiritual life, in our relationship or marriage, and we get overwhelmed because we look at the whole problem and we think, how can I fix the whole problem? Well, here's the thing. As a finite being, you're not God, right? You can do one thing or two, three, four steps at a time, right? You just plan the next few things you're going to do and stick to that. And if you start there, if you start with a couple simple steps, you can actually make a massive difference. I actually was talking to my son recently who's having a stressful time in marriage. And this is why this came to my mind. And he's having a stressful time because he was going through some school and now he's about to move across the country. And him and his wife decided, let's put a few things in place. When we fight, there's going to be no cussing. We're going to tell each other one thing a day we're grateful for. And every morning I'm going to make her tea and every evening she's going to make me tea. Simple. I mean, these are little things that instead of just sitting back and saying, I want to, quote, fix the relationship. No. I want to make a cup of tea. I could do that.
You know, we talk about in my business the concept of the what we call the sophistication bias, which people who are very educated tend to be biased towards solutions that are really sophisticated. Yeah. And yet the holiest, most peaceful people you know do the simple things. And the simple things are usually those first one or two things. Everything else falls into place after that. But we're like, no, I need to get a 20-step, really complex solution that's going to address all of these things. And I think we do that because we don't realize God will cooperate with us and he's giving us the easy things to do. So if we just take those first two or three steps, you know, the old proverb, the a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. But so many of us are, no, I really want to plan out the entire journey before I'm willing to walk one step in that direction. And it's a bias we have. And I think it's almost our pride in knowledge and in perfection that keeps us from doing what simple, wise people do.
And if I could be, forgive my being cynical here, I think a lot of people will encourage that because in order to make a living in certain fields, you have to be an expert and come up with 20 steps that no one else understands unless they get your book. And I'm going to say, like, look, Pat, one of the reasons your books are genius is because it's unafraid of saying, no, this is stupidly simple and here's the solution. Right. I mean, I preach and it resonates with people because I'm always going to that basic, like, no, this is simpler. Let's not complicate the spiritual life. It actually works. So please, I'm going to give you permission to ignore the experts if they overcomplicate things. Do a couple simple things that make everything better.
Yeah. God, give us the patience and the humility to see the simple things you give us, to take those one or two steps and know that everything will fall into place and that you have us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.